Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Dror David ben Sara and Rav Chanoch Ari ben Zlata Golda and Rav Chaim ben Chaya Edel and Rav Yam Yosef ben Rosh Chaim, Rizuk ben Bracha and Rav Yonatan Shai ben Henya. We're going to be learning a very painful question from the Sefer Horas Nosson, Chelek Beis, Emet Samech Hei. He receives a letter here from the Tzeyeshna for Rebbe, Rabbi Cheskel Ruben Halberstam, about a person who came, he wanted to Derech Tshuva during the time of the Nazis in Poland. The Rishayim announced that in one day, but until a certain day, all the Jews have to give over their warm clothing to the authorities, and the Rishayim appointed three elderly Jews to be responsible to collect, and if they find any of this warm fur by a Jew after this time, the person who has it's going to be killed. And the three elders are going to be killed. And it happened that they found a fur hat by a Jew. They killed him. And then they started torturing the three elders in front of everybody. One of them died. Two of them were floating in between life and death. The second was floating in between life and death. And the third, they started to beat. And this third person was the father of the person asking this question. Then he went to one of the Rishayim who was responsible, who was in charge and was supposed to be hitting this person. And the guy said to him, the son said to him, the Nazi said the son of this man that if the Jew gives his gold watch, he'll just shoot him and kill him right away, and then he won't have to be tortured. And the son agreed, gave him his gold watch, and then the Rashi Machshimov Zichro shot him dead. So now the son feels terrible. He wants a Derech Tshuva. He was going for the murder of his father, Rachmana Litzlan. Maybe had he not given over this watch, maybe he wouldn't have shot him, maybe he could have bribed him somehow to keep him alive. So he wants to know Derech HaTshuva. So this is a heart-rending question. So we're going to deal with it from a halachic perspective. And it's also important to always remember what the Nazis did. So that's another... besides the halachic issue involved, there's also a value in learning about our history. So what's the din of somebody who hires somebody to kill a Jew? The Rambam, in the second parak of Hilchos Ritzeach, Halacha Beis writes, HaVlasocher Horeg Lagres Chaveru Shalach Avodav Hargu Kol Echad Meil Shefich Damu. If somebody hires a murderer to kill his friend, or he sends his servants, they killed him, they are Shofchei Damim. Whoever is a killer is a shofech damim, and even the sender is a shofech damim. Obviously the killer is a shofech damim, but even the one who sent him, the one who hired him, is a shofech damim. And avon ariga biyado, he's a murderer. Chayv misa l'shamayim, and God will kill him. He's chayv misa l'shamayim, but he doesn't have misa based in. So this pasuk, shofech dam adam 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 yishafech, is talking about somebody who kills without a shlichas. Miyad adam miyad yishecha v'adrosh es nefesh adam zeh socher chem l'argis chaver. The pasuk that says, further in the pasuk, from the hand of man. A man from the hand of his brother, I will demand the soul of man. That is somebody who hires others to kill his friend. It's also included, he's also a murderer. And it says, Drisha. What's this Drisha? Dino Masr L'Shamayim. So there's going to be a Drisha. God is going to seek out the blood of this person who was killed and punish the one who hired someone else to kill him. Because the Mishnah says the mark of the Rambam is from Kiddushin. Afim Gimel Amid Aleph, Harmel Shlucho Tzeir Agnes HaNefesh, Hu Chayiv Shalcho Pater. Somebody says to Shliach, go out and kill this person. He's Chayiv, person who does it, and the Shalech, the sender, is Pater. Af Agav Zok the Kesef Mishnah, the Messiah Bashame Azak in Omer Shalcho Chayiv. Even though we conclude that the Shalech is Chayiv, the sender is Chayiv, like Shammai, Pasuk at Tanakama. The Rambam Paskin, like the Tanakama, that the Shalech is Potter. That's why the Rambam Pater is the Shalech from Mrs. Beistin. The Odes, moreover, says the Kesef Mishnah, the Bechad Lishnah, in one Lashon of the Gemara there, we have a few explanations of the Machlokas in the Tanakama and Shammai. According to one Lashon, it says, my Chayev, what does it mean, he's Chayev? Not that he's Chayev, Mrs. Bezin, but Petine Shamayim. Petine Rabba, Dina Zuti Kabinayu, that according to Shammai, the Dina Rabba, there's a more strict judgment in Shamayim. According to the Tanakama, there's a less strict judgment in Shamayim. But Lekulei Alma, there's no Mrs. Bezin. It's only Misa B'Shamayim. Chayra, so Rambam is very schwer, because the Rambam says that if somebody who hires someone to kill someone else, or he sends his eved, he's a shofich damim, oven ariga biyado v'chayv misa l'shamayim. And the Gemara it says that according to the Tanakhama that we paskin like him, there's only a dina zuta. Rashi says le'omer shkul ha'lekar gatz melakugorim, he's just a gorim. Rama says he's a shofich dam von riga avon riga biyada. So that's Dina Rabba. It's not Dina Zuta. That's serious business. So the Rama is takapasking like Beit Shammai. Not like the Kesef Mishnah. So it's shver in the Kesef Mishnah, it's also shver in the And the Rambam, why didn't he paskin like the Tanakhama? Rambam's paskin in Dina Rabba, not Dina Zuta. Ubemes. Divrei Rambam, Makor Makoy Moitar, and the Medrash Rabba, the Rambam is basing himself on a Medrash. Parashas Noach, Parashas Lamed Daled, Miad Ish Achiv, Zah Socher Esacherim Lagas Chavero. Somebody hires his friend, Miad Ish Achiv, God's going to demand that blood. He hired someone to kill somebody else. Rambam adds not only one who hired a hired hand, but also Shalach as Avodov. Avodov Keschiro. As if he hired him. The Medrash says, Amar Rechanina Kulam Kilchas B'nei Noach. Berechot B'dayin Echot Aydei Shliach. Shofech Domo Odom Domo Yishofech Aydei Shliach. In Hilchos B'nei Noach, it's one aid, one dayan. Person's killed even based on one aid, one dayan, and even Aydei Shliach. Shevich Dom Odom Dom Yishevich Aydei Shliach. Mavur. That were Marbe, even a Shliach. Even if he didn't hire him. Because first we're talking about somebody who's hired. Says in the Medrash, Hasoicher. And then we go weiter and we said, even Aladei Shliach. So the Tumim was omitted on this in the name of the Yifas Torah. Why we start with Socher, with somebody who's hired. And not Sholeach. So he goes in his Derech, Ayin Sham, in the Tumim, Simon Lamed Beis, Sif Kotten Beis. But Pshuto, it's not Shver. Because Rashi in the Medrash says, like the shliach afi sheino b'dim di Yisrael, shliach dvar avera, shliach pater v'over chayiv, b'los b'nei nochein oikein, shliach largas chavero chayiv, t'chsiv shefich dam adam ba'adam perisho aide adam, dam yishefich shal shliach. That in Jewish law, the shliach ain't shliach dvar avera. But in Hilchos b'nei Noach, somebody sends his friend, so his blood himself is spilled. Shoyfech dom adam be'ad, shoyfech dom adam be'adam, so demert aidei adam, if he kills another man, through a shliach, dom a yishavich of the shliach. Vaistois, that only b'vnei Noach, we have this drash, like Reb Chanina said, kulam gilos b'nei Noach, but the Yisrael we pass in ain shliach l'dvar avera. Kimavur b'kiddushin, Homer tzeiru k'mem gimel amad aleph. Homer tzeiru lo shluch tzeiru gos hanefesh. Hu chayev shalcho pater. That's how we paskin. Some tell someone to kill someone else. He is chayev the killer, and the shalech is pater. And azoy men azoy the paskin. That's how we paskin. And the previous maimer in the medrash, miadoch if zas soicher, it's talking about a Jew. And there the mishalech is chayev b'dinei shemayim. So, also Shapir Divrei HaMedrash, the Medrash is not very good. We start off talking about Soichar Echerim, talking about B'dinei Yisrael, you're responsible to Shemayim. And then we go, Vaiter, B'ben Noach, there's Mamish Adinei Misa. In the parashas Derachim, by the Mishnah Melech and Jerusheni, he's been sadly to say that only B'Shvichus Domim, the Pasuk was Megala B'ben Noach, that there's a Shliach Dvar Vera, a Shair Veris, in B'ben Noach, there's not Shliach Dvar Vera, in Shem. Now, Gopanim, we have a yishuv for the Divrei HaMedrash that we're talking about soicher is even for Jews, and that's the Rambam's makor. Mishneh LeMelech, Hilchos Rotzeach. Brings from the Ritva in Perek Yish Makadesh. The dafka soicher laroik, somebody dafka who hires the Ovid Maisa, that he's doing in action, only he's chayiv b'dinei shemayim. But b'dibura, if it's just dibur, it's no chiv. The Mishnah Lamelech like tzi, ve'evshu shalazek kivin rabbeinu mashkasav shalach avadav argu, dafka avadav shem schurim lo. In other words, b'dibur yinan chayiv, dafka soicher, and evet. Chor, we have to be ma'ayin. How is it possible to say that if he doesn't hire him, he just sends him to kill b'dibur ba'alma, just verbally sends him, there's no chayiv even b'dinei shamayim? Vi ken men zogin azoy. How can we say such a thing? V'aleikasev v'magin Avram, in the name of the Be'er Sheva, Tov Reish Gimel, V'echad shesocher chaveru leilech baderech v'nerag, nachon sheyakabel tshuva. Somebody hired his friend to carry out a certain task and he died on the way. Nachon that the person who hired him should be makabel tshuva. So too in the tshuvas marivayel and kufchof hei. He writes there, Mashakasa Veksha Bishlichus Khanera Rab Ezra Shemin Kom Dom when your shlichus, this Rab Ezra was killed. Gasina Bagodas Khele, Kamala Kurashbrachul Dabra Masi Adam Zed Tom Biadecha, Ayotchanera Gnovia Kohanim, Ayotchaner Gudog Bachi Soifel, Ayotchaner Shov Shoshis Bonov, Ritson Hil Zaracho Timasi Biadoyev. So you see, Dabra Melch was found guilty just because he was involved somehow in the death of, even though it wasn't directly the responsible. But since he had some shaykhs to the death of Doeg and Achisoifel and Ovira Kohanim and Shaul, he was punished. So Kol Shkein Hachav, Shabashlichus Abayla Varah Zos, here he sent him. Yisurim might come upon you, Chas v'Shalom. Somebody whose friends punished because of him, they don't bring him to God. Hashem says, Mechitza. In the Tshuva Semach Tzedek in Siman Vav, he's Masik on the Marivayil. And he writes, when he's a Shliach B'Schar, the Mishalech doesn't require Kapara. Because by a Sachir it says, Lo sashok sachir ve'elav u'nosei es nafshoi. What does that mean? Ve'elav u'nosei es nafshoi. Rashi says that a guy mamish risks his life for his job. So he already knew that he was risking it when he took the job. So the sachir isn't going to be chayiv. And he says, No raya from David HaMelech, Ir Nova Kohanim, Shtoeg Shol, Hasim Shaini Bnei Shadavra Hagoyrem Shunasan Hamichshol. There David was the one who placed the Michshol. He doesn't like the Raya from David. Ayin Sham in the Tzemach Tzedek in Simen Vav. So now let's get to our case. When this Jew sent the Nazi as a shliach to kill his father, Chamana Litzlan, less din, but less dying, there is no doubt about it that he needs kapara. Madach, if he made a shliach and the shliach was nerag on the way, the Marivayil says he needs kapara, even though he didn't intend it at all, but he was involved. And even the Tzemach Tzedek is moideh that if somebody was noisein michshol when he puts the stumbling block, when he's has some degree of guilt. So even the Tzemach Tzedek is moideh that you need kapara. So mikol shekein, when he sends a shliach, certainly he's going to be responsible. It's very shver what the Mishnah Melech says in the name of the Ritva, that if he doesn't hire him, he just sends a shliach b'dibur ba'alma, he's not chayev b'dinei shamayim. Very shver thing to say, Mishnah Lamelech in the name of the Ritva. You're chayev even if, according to the Marivayil, he just sent him on a task, he's already chayev. According to Tzemach Tzedek, if he was goring michshol, here he mamish sent him to kill. He should certainly be responsible. Not only that, we have a Ritva in Kiddushin Mem Beis Amud Beis. It's the Muchach there. You can look there, we're not going to read it. That even if he sends him B'dibor, he's also Chai B'dinei Shemayim. So what's going on over here? You have to be Miyashiv this Ritva in the name of the Mishnah, the Mishnah Lamelech, in the name of the Ritva. How he can possibly say that one is Chayiv if he sends someone B'dibor to kill his friend, that he's not going to be Chayiv B'dinei Shemayim? So it would appear we can be miyashiv as follows. Tosin Bavakama, this is Rav Gishtet Nus Chiddush, and Vav Amud Aleph writes that it says that if a person hires Eidei Sheker, Lohaid Chayev B'dinei Shamayim, that if somebody hires false witnesses to testify, he's Chayev B'dinei Shamayim, Hainu Dafka Seicher. That's only if he hires them. Aval Omar Potter Gam B'dinei Shamayim. If he just says it, then he's even pater b'dinei shemayim. Why? The savish lo yishmu lo. Because he assumes They're not going to listen to him. You hire a guy to be an eight shekher, you know, we'll listen to you. Chai b'dinei shemayim. But if you just say it, you're pater b'dinei shemayim. Why? Because why would he listen to me to be a false witness? Why be so stupid? Not being paid. Shach, choshen mishpot, simon lamed beis, hivkot and gimel. Ask from the Gemara and Kedushin that even though we hold ein shliach dvar avera, mikol makom chayev b'dinei shemayim, b'dina zuta. Gemara says that if there's a small judgment, if one sends his friend, to kill, to do an avera, so we see that even shlichus ba'alma, without schiris, he's chayv b'dinei shemayim, because ain't shlich dvar avera, but chayv b'dinei shemayim b'dinei zuta. There is an element of punishment, small punishment, for somebody who sends his friend. That's what we spoke about before, the machlokas shamayim and Tanakama. According to the Tanakama, there's dina zuta for sending to kill. So frek the shach, assuming it's not only talking about killing, which one might be able to say, but assuming it's talking about other averas as well, so here also b'dibur, we should say there's dina zuta. There's a small punishment, a small judgment for somebody who sends his friend to be an eight sheker. And for the ktsos, there, simon lamed beis, the tosin bavakama, who says that asoch arei dei sheker loyed chayuv b'dinei shemayim, is talking le'inyin chiyuv tashlumin b'dinei shemayim. We're talking about the obligation to pay b'dinei shemayim. That if somebody hires eidei sheker, he's not chayiv to pay the damage b'dinei shemayim unless he hired him, but not by mir b'alma, not stam saying it. But onesh b'dinei shemayim vaday, there is. Of course, there's an onesh, even if he doesn't hire him. So even though ein shlich dvar avera, there's still an onesh. Bedina Zuto, or even Dina Rabba, according to one day in the Gemara. So there in the Gemara, we're not talking about Dina Tashlum, we're talking about Larugas HaNefesh. If I don't have the Dina Shemaim, so as a chiluk shela k'tot ha-choshenu, shebe Gemara, b'tosot, zut baba kama medubar b'chiyuv tashlumin. Sham anachnu omrim, dafka b'socher v'lo, b'dibur b'alma. Aval b'dinei onshei shamayim bevadai yesh din afilu b'stam b'dibur b'dibur b'alma. And the Chacham Tzvi already beat him to it. Kufel ha-metches sar d'chabes yor in the tumim, and they all came out that there's definitely an onesh b'dinei shamayim even when he doesn't hire somebody. And not that it says asoch rei de sheker that he's chayev b'dinei shamayim. It's only talking about having to pay. There, you need dafka liskor. But when it comes to being punished, even stama dibur, ube emes. So says the shita mukubetzis there in the name of the Miri. Komash k'savnu alav kan. Shuchai b'dinei shemayim b'shu shuchai b'yishavon. Holinyan iser av mashu patur b'dinei shemayim aser mi mitzer mi kovid. And iser was done. Not that we're talking about chayv b'dinei shemayim as payment, but an isser was done. So even if he's pater b'dinei shemayim, isura mi'ayika, there's definitely an isser. U'memeila, edafra kapara. So now it would appear as follows. That the Ritva the Mishneh Lamelech says, that dafka socher larok, that he doesn't maisa, he's chayv b'dinei shemayim, but stama dibur. He's not chayiv. Doesn't mean that in a dibur there's no chayiv at all. But vaday, it's no less than somebody who sends a shliach to do something and he dies on the way, like the Marivayo. But what the Ritva means is that when he hires the killer, he's mischayv b'dinei shemayim as if he did it himself. Like the Rambam says, he's like a shefich domim. V'ovin ariga b'yado. V'nenash b'dina rabba. And we learn from b'yadi shachiv edrosh. And on this the Ritva says that this din, that he gets punished as if he did it himself, is only if he hired him. But b'dibura b'alma, it's not as if he killed him. But he's definitely going to be punished b'dina zuta. Like we find in Kiddushin, and Gimel Amar Aleph, that even according to the Tanakhama, even though ain't shlich dvar avera, but you're still punished b'dina zuta. Now before we made reference to a Ritva, that the Ritva himself says that even b'dibur you're chayiv b'dinei shemayim. What's that talking about? It says that if you send fire in the hand of a chayiv shayit of a cotton, you're patim the adam chayiv b'dinei shemayim. If you send the hand of a bikeach, the bikeach is chayiv, somebody who's not a chayiv shayit of a cotton, because they ain't shalich dvar avera. So the Ritva says the bikeach is chayiv, and the shalech is pater afilu medinei shemayim. Kevin shikvarin shtali manizik min apikeach. Bikeach is paying, so he's taking care of it. Mashen came besocher edei sheker. Somebody hires edei sheker that he's pater medinei adam, and chayiv medinei shemayim. Why? Because somebody has to pay the nezek. So the one who hires him has to pay him. It's mashma that the shalech ha-pikeach is only nifter medinei shemayim because it was already paid by the pikeach. Otherwise he'd be chai medinei shemayim. Why? It's not talking about where he hired him. He just sent him b'dibur. So it must be that even b'dibur you're chai medinei shemayim. So that the Ritva there says that shalech b'yat pikeach, the shalech is pater medinei shemayim, since the damage was already paid by the Bikeach, and we said, but otherwise, he'd be chayiv even b'dibur ba'alma on the Ritva Soser himself. Because here you see b'dibur ba'alma is chayiv, and in the case the Mishnah Lamelech brings, b'dibur ba'alma is pater. No, it's not a steer at all. If the Nezek hadn't been paid by the Bikeach, he'd be chayiv to pay it himself. But here, we're talking about a case where it was paid. The damages were already paid. So since the damages were paid by the Pikeach, so that takes care of his onesh. That takes care of his responsibility. So b'dibur is one chayiv. B'dibur is one chayiv. So the answer is that b'dibur, one, is chayiv. He's chayiv b'dina zuta. Now when it comes to paying damages, if it was just dibur, and the pikeach who did the fire already paid the damages, so the damages are paid. So there's nothing left to punish. It was already taken care of. In the case of the Mishnah Lamelech, the socher would be chayiv b'dinei shamayim. We're talking about where somebody hires someone to kill somebody else. He's chayiv only if he's a socher. What does that mean? That means it's like he's the actual killer. But b'dibur, there's also a punishment. So b'dibur, in the case of the shalech ha-be'era, so you're right, there should be an onesh shamayim, but since it was already paid up, The punishment was already paid. It was meted out. You have to pay for damages. So the payment was paid. So restitution was made. Since restitution was made, there's no more responsibility. But in the case where somebody told someone to kill someone else, so avadi, there's going to be a dina zuta. Just if he hires someone to kill someone else, there's a dina rabba. There's a serious punishment. It's as if he did it himself. But if it's his dibur be'alma, what's that going to be? That's going to be a dina zuta. Hakopanim, according to the Tanakhama, even though Einshlich Dvar Aveira, there's still going to be a dina zuta. So he's like a gorein, just socher is worse, because socher is like he did it himself. But otherwise, it's at least a dina zuta. There's not a steer in the ritva at all. The ritva holds that bedibur one is chayiv l'shamayim, just in the case of the sending of the fire. So restitution was already made by the pikech, one who we sent the fire with. Therefore, he's off the hook. But if somebody tells his friend to kill someone else, avadi is responsible. Avadi is going to be a din. So getting back to our case, where somebody hired the guy, this Nazi, to kill someone else, in this case, to kill his father, Rachmana Litzlan. He's chayv b'dinei shamayim, the Rambam Paskins. And even though we hold ein shlichus la'akum, here we're not coming with din shlichus. Here there's a special din that if somebody hires someone to kill someone else, he's chayv b'dinei shamayim. And Rashi holds him above mitziyai and alfam beis yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra. So therefore, just as far as having him killed, he's definitely he definitely needs a kapara. The only thing we have to mevarer is that he did it with good intentions. He wanted to save his father from Yisurim. So that is something that B'siyata D'Shmaya, Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moach and the financial means to continue giving the shiurim, and we will hopefully get to that in the next segment of this shiur. We should be zochem to Hashem that these shailas should never be lemaisa again, and we should see Tchiyas HaMeisim and Simchas Olam al Roshenu. Hey, Rav Yameinu, Amen, V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.